Hello, I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Today's video is carrying along with the series I'm doing on biblical womanhood and the home. We're talking about Titus 2, and in the last video that I shared was on how God provides for us to be able to be homemakers. And you all left so many encouraging comments. If you haven't seen any videos in the series so far, I will link them below, but every single video has been filled with so many testimonies of God providing for you to be home and testimonies of how you were stuck working outside of the home and how God made a way for you to be a homemaker. And it is so encouraging because so many of you say you don't know anyone in real life who has these values and who lives these ways. And so reading and hearing all of these testimonies, it's encouraging. So thank you all so much for taking the time to leave comments. I feel like because this topic is really unpopular to the world, oftentimes there's so much negativity around it. But with these videos, 99% of the comments have been so encouraging. So it's really amazing. So I want to carry along with the topic of God providing, because I believe what all of us are desperate for is to know that God sees us. That is the cry of our heart. We all have hardships in our life. Everyone. Everyone has something hard that they are working through. And we have to learn to believe that God sees us in our circumstances and that God will provide for us. Psalm 34:10 says, "The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." I'm going to be sharing a lot of scriptures in this video, and I just want to encourage you to put scripture around your house that you want to hide in your heart. Everyone has the best intention of memorizing scripture by sitting down with your Bible and just reading scripture over and over. But what I have learned for myself is that I have hidden scripture in my heart in the way of having it in front of me all the time. And subconsciously, I am taking in scripture because it's hanging around our house, or bookmarks, or the screensaver on your phone. Majority of the scripture that I have memorized is because I have written it many times in my journal, or I have, like I said, put it on canvases on our wall. And it's a way of helping remind you consistently God's word. So even if you're not sitting down reading the Bible, you could be cooking dinner, but you have scripture above your stove that you can see and meditate on. And faith is taking God at his word. So we must know what his word says. And just like Psalm 34:10, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So I'm going to choose to believe that I lack no good thing because that's what Psalm 34:10 says. I'm seeking the Lord, and those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God will always provide for us. This is the power of consuming positive testimony, reading people's stories, hearing people's stories of how God has provided for them. There's two scriptures that come to my mind. Psalm 66:16, "Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me." Psalm 126:3, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." Both of those scriptures are declaring God has done great things. Let me share what he has done. And that is the power of reading testimony. And today I'm going to share with you books that have changed my life because they are testimonies of people who sought the Lord, who yielded themselves to the Lord, who followed him despite their circumstances, and God showed up for them miraculously. And these are books that I can read over and over and over again for the rest of my life because they build my faith. They encourage me in the Lord. The Bible says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. That scripture is so encouraging to Scott and I because when we are demoralized or struggling, it's a reminder of, okay, I need to learn to strengthen myself in the Lord. And for me, what helps me strengthen myself in the Lord is hearing testimony, is hearing stories. It makes Jesus real, that Jesus is alive today. Reading people's testimonies and stories of what God has done for them, it's a reminder. It's like Jesus is alive. He is alive today. And what he's done all throughout history for other people, from the Bible until now, he can do for you. He is a good and faithful provider. I've been listening to a book on prayer by George, I've always said Mueller, but the book is actually pronouncing his last name as Mueller, but I guess I'll say Mueller, George Mueller. He started an orphanage, and a quote from that book, which encouraged me so much, he says, "Prayer is not necessary to inform God, but prayer is necessary simply because it is the appointment of God. He wants us to go to him for our own good, profit, and blessing, asking him for the things we need, because the blessing given to us in answer to prayer is much more precious than if the blessing were given without prayer. Often God allows us to be tested so that at last, when the blessing does come and the prayer is answered, it may be more precious to us." Isn't that so true? When you've prayed about something and then you receive the answer in prayer and then you glorify God and then you tell what God has done, all of it is giving glory to God. That's why testimony is so encouraging, because it's not boasting upon yourself. It's despite of yourself. All of these people, it was despite their abilities. It was when they had no ability to provide for themselves that God made a way for them when there was no way. And those are the stories that strengthen our faith. Faith is what is pleasing to God. And so reading stories that build your faith builds up your expectation, and you actually start expecting God to work in your life, and you expect to see God. You think of God in every situation. When you have a need, bringing it before the Lord, big or small. My mom and I always have conversations about whenever we lose something and then we ask God to help us find it. And he always does, whether it's through something popping in your mind, a place that you never even thought to look, or you just stumbling across this area and there it is. Both the huge things in life, the big audacious prayers that we have, and the small mundane things, we can bring everything to the Lord. That is relationship and glorifying him for those things. So I'm gonna go through these books, and they're in no particular order. I was just in a coffee shop the other day and I was thinking, what are the books that have changed my life? And I made a list and of just what came to my mind. And then I went to our bookshelf and found all of these books. So the first book is God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew. This is the story of a Dutchman who brought God's word into communist countries. Literally, he smuggled Bibles and other literature, biblical literature, into communist countries. And it's so amazing because time after time, there were situations where he should have been caught, and it would have been huge consequences for having caught him with these Bibles. And God did miracle after miracle after miracle for him. So this book is so good. Brother Andrew, The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. So many of you had recommended that I read this book, and I finally read it last year. And I honestly was really nervous to read it because I knew it was going to be a sad book, but it was more than just a sad book. It was a book about trusting in God through all circumstances, even when your circumstances are horrible. How do you see God still in the circumstances? That the Holy Spirit is still with you, that Jesus still loves you. I laughed reading this book because she's hilarious, and then I also cried because it is just so encouraging, the story of Corrie and her sister. I highly recommend it. This is going to be one of those books that I read over and over again my whole life. So, The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. This is another amazing book. My friend actually gave this to me years ago. It's called Left to Tell, and it's by Immaculée, I'm going to get her last name wrong, Ibagiza. And it is the story of her life and growing up in Rwanda and then experiencing the Rwandan genocide and how she lived miraculously. And I don't want to give away too much with any of these books, but this is another book that I bawled my eyes out reading. So it is sad. It's a heavy book. It's really sad. But God did miracles for her. And you can even go on YouTube and watch videos of her today sharing her testimony, sharing how she forgave the people who were murderers. And it's a very powerful book. One of my favorites, Elizabeth Elliot. I actually have two Elizabeth Elliot books because I love her stuff so much. Through Gates of Splendor, this is the story of when they were on the mission field with her and Jem Elliot. And then Passion and Purity, this book I'm sharing because this book helped me so much when I was single and desperately wanting to be married, and yet there were no prospects. So for all the single ladies out there, I do recommend Passion and Purity. I haven't read it, I mean, for probably 10 years, but it encouraged me when I was single to the point where when I pulled it off the bookshelf, I had filled this up with my writings. So it wasn't just reading it, it was also praying and processing while I was reading it. So it was a journal, I guess. And then the whole story of Elizabeth and Jem Elliot is very inspiring. And so I recommend this book as well. Another incredibly powerful book is The Heavenly Man by Brother Yun. And this is the story of his life in China and surviving persecution as a Christian in China. It's hard with these books because a lot of them are, I don't want to say sad, but they went through really hard things. But I think that's why it encourages my faith so much, because if they went through really hard things and then came out on the other side of it, still praising the Lord, it encourages you so much when you feel like you're demoralized or discouraged, or even if you're like, God, where are you? I don't feel your presence. I don't know if you're near me. Reading stories of people who were also in that situation of not even the same, but just a tough situation, it builds your faith so much. And also a lot of these stories, the problems that they were experiencing were wild. And so for me, it gives me a lot of perspective that I have so much to be grateful for. I'm not living in danger. I'm not living in fear of my life. And so this is a book I highly recommend. Actually, I would say if you're gonna start with a book and you really want a book that builds your faith, I recommend this one. Actually, just talking about it is making me want to reread it. Another book, I have two actually on Hudson Taylor, but that's because we prefer this one. This is the biography of James Hudson Taylor by Dr. and Mrs. Howard Taylor. And then I also have the YWAM series, which this is more for kids. It's a good book, but it doesn't obviously quite go into the detail of this book. And this has also changed Scott and I's life because Hudson Taylor never asked anyone for anything. He always brought his needs to the Lord, and God always provided for him. And yeah, this is just filled with story after story of God providing for him and protecting him. And then the last book, this is called Bulala, and this book was recommended and given to me from our friend Melina. And Scott and I read this together. And again, this is one of those books that I cried throughout because God, it was sad. There was a lot of sadness in it, but the times that I cried was when God did a miracle for them. And it's the story of the Afrikaners trekking through South Africa and the experiences that they had. And it's based off of real life, but it's following a fictional family. And so it's based off of real stories, but the people you're following, I think, are fictional characters, if that makes sense. But all of the stories in it are real and how God protected these people. And then there's one more book. This book actually wasn't on my list, but we have all of our biographies together. And so as I was looking for each of these, I saw this one and I thought, you know what? That book really encouraged me. And it is The Magnolia Story by Chip and Joanna Gaines. I read this in 2017 and it encouraged me so much. I think this is the power of stories and reading biographies, is just hearing how people did not know what to do and all of a sudden God brought opportunities for them. God opened doors for them. A man makes a plan in his heart. The Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 16:9. That scripture actually reminds me of Chip and Joanna in their story. And I read this book and I also listened to it. And I can still, you know, when you listen to an audiobook, when you refer back to it, you can picture exactly what you were doing. We were living in this little fourplex house. That's when I listened to this book, and it encouraged me so much and built my faith so much, because we're all unique. And so the things that God does in our life is going to be uniquely for His purpose and plan for our life. And that's what's encouraging about reading testimonies. What God does in each person's life is going to be unique for them. That is once again why we cannot compare ourselves to other people, because when you're following after God, your life is going to look unique from other people's around you. So I highly recommend each of these books. There's also a podcast that I love. If you're single, I highly recommend listening to it. I actually first listened to it after I was married, but it just still built my faith, because I think whether you're single, whether you're married, there is still something that you are hoping for. You have something that you have faith for. And hearing God provide for someone else's situation of something that they had faith for, it's encouraging. And so if you find yourself in a place of needing encouragement, find testimonies, read stories. Consume positive testimonies. Stop watching things that are discouraging and demoralizing. I stopped watching people who share things that are outrage news, who try to say things that put fear in you. I don't consume any of that. And I actually stopped consuming people that I have once really liked and learned from. I have stopped watching all of their things because they often use fear-mongering tactics to get you to do things. And I would rather be moved by faith, not by fear. And I don't want to consume fear content. I want to be encouraged in the faith that even when the world is terrible, even when things are going wrong, even when things aren't going the way I plan, I can still see God in my life. I still believe that God is with me. And that's the power of all of these books, is that their life was not perfect. Things were not a perfectly pretty picture. They were all living a life of yieldedness to the Lord, which led them into circumstances where they were completely dependent upon the Lord. And that is how I think we should live our lives, is living in complete dependence upon the Lord. I don't know how many times Scott and I have said in our marriage, God, if you don't show up, we don't know what we're going to do. We need your help. And God has never failed us. He has always shown up for us. And I was going to share the story of our housing testimonies and how God has always provided for us on this video, but I think I want to stop it here. I think if you want to hear that, I can share that in another video. I can do a short video with just housing testimonies, stories. But this is what I want my channel to be about. I want it to be a place of encouragement, that when you get done watching it, you will be inspired to take God at His word. You will be inspired to get in the word. I would love to know if you do want me to share videos on our garden. I've been doing lots of seed starting, obviously you can see here, but I'm not really sure if that's something that you all are even interested in. I used to share on that stuff all the time, but it seems that those videos don't really get a whole lot of views. So I don't know if it's worth posting those things or not. And then I also have an Azure haul that I'm gonna share with you, but I'm gonna do it also within a pantry tour type of video. And I hate to call it a tour because that's not at all what it is, but some of you have asked, what is in my pantry? What ingredients do I buy? So I thought I would do a video sharing those things for you. Maybe it'll give you some ideas to buy things. So I hope this video has blessed you. I hope it encourages you. And I also hope that you have a lovely rest of your day. If you liked today's episode, please consider leaving a rating and review. It is very helpful. And I hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you.